Mikey's Drive Time on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM with Geoffrey Osborne on the Wings of Love in association with Papa John's Pizza in Brentwood. In the studio with me this afternoon, we've got Karen Chilvers, or should I say Councillor Karen Chilvers. And you want to talk about Hopefield, don't you, Karen?
I do, yes. There's been an awful lot in the news about Hopefield over the last
huge amounts going on about this at the moment.
Yeah, front page of the Gazette and everything. There are two issues going on. One which a lot of people did misunderstand, so just to clarify that the council have got our future plan out for consultation at the moment.
Yeah,
that has gone huge numbers of sites, some which frankly would be nice to have them rejected as potential areas for housing, and some that actually probably are good areas for housing, but that's also looking at recreation areas as well, and employment areas, so it's not just about building houses.
You're in a catch-22 situation, aren't you? You're sort of like stuck between a rock and a hard place, because the government have actually told Brentwood Council that they have to find space for, is it 5,000 houses?
Oh gosh, off the top of my head.
15,000. I can't remember.
15,000. 5,000.
You've got to find space for that. Now we're surrounded by greenbelt land at the moment, have we? This is the thing that's going on. But something that's been earmarked, and correct me if I'm wrong, is Hopefield.
No, not earmarked. What's happened is in recent years, Tesco is actually the landowner for Hopefield. There was a suggestion of housing there that never came to fruition.
Right.
But because of that, all sites that have had that happen to them, and all over the borough, large sites, small sites that have been approached by developers over the last few years have been put on the consultation.
Yeah.
Now, the reason for that is if we put them on the consultation paper, people write in, and I hope they do, and say why they're right or wrong, we can reject them as sites. If we don't put them on there, it really then is, you know, absolutely fresh meat for the developers to come along and say, well, we have that, you didn't consider it, it has not been considered, and therefore we will take it.
Okay.
And so to be on the safe side, I mean, there's plenty of things on there that are completely wrong and sometimes a bit obscure.
Okay.
And what we really want people to do is write in and say why they should or shouldn't be sites. I mean, Hopefield, I hope there'll be lots of people who have to make it absolutely abundantly clear that that is not a site for housing. And it's not just about the sanctuary in that area, it's also about the town centre has just been colossally overdeveloped over the last few years, particularly in Brentwood North and Brentwood West. Brentwood North is where Hopefield is. So that's something that we really want to put a stop to. I mean, we just the infrastructure just can't support any more major development there. So.
Now, as we know at the moment, Tesco's are having a bit of a rocky time.
Yes.
Down to a calculator.
About
a year ago, down to a calculator. The calculator's fault. they're stuck between a rock and a hard place as well. And you're in a very unenviable position.
Yeah.
Because you're almost, you can't do right for doing wrong. Because if Tesco's were to decide to sell it to developers, you then have to stand in between the developers and the government, because the developers want to develop and the government want you to develop, but you have got all the people in Brentwood and the surrounding areas at heart. So you're in a very, very difficult situation there. How do you think you're going to handle something like that if it comes up?
It could be, for instance, that the consultation means that people respond and we look at that and actually decide that that's a recreation area rather than a housing area, which
would be fantastic.
Which makes it, then it doesn't make it a target for a developer.
Hmm.
But the situation that came up sort of the end of last week was Tesco really looking at their portfolio and what they want to keep and what they don't want to keep. They haven't opened certain stores now, they're closing some stores, so they're relooking things. And of course they own the Hopefield land, so that puts Hopefield at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I wanted to come on today is that there is something that we can do, and so this has only been since last Sunday when I was talking to Dave and Leanne from Hopefield. They've taken a few days to put this together, which is great. There is an opportunity to make areas a community asset. And it's something that we've just done with the disabled car park in William Hunter Way, for example.
Right.
Now, I don't want people to think that this isn't protecting it, really. What it means is that should the person who owns the land wish to sell it, then they can't do it without telling us.
Right.
And it means that they can't, and then they have to give us 6 months to come up with the money. When I say us, I'm sort of, I don't know who the us is, because it's Hopefield really who will be making the application.
Okay.
So we spoke to them last Sunday and said to them that it would be a good idea to try and protect this as a community asset. They moved heaven and earth. They got their papers in Tuesday morning, and I have called an urgent meeting of my committee because I didn't think this could wait till the end of February because of the situation and Tesco being so big. So I've called an urgent meeting, which is going to happen on the 27th, at which it will be considered to be a community asset, and that will be the council's decision via my committee. The meeting is at 6:45 p.m. on the 27th of January. What would be absolutely great, because it's a public meeting at the Town Hall, is if we can have as many supporters from
Hopefield. Oh, you'll get thousands
there now. We have actually set up a second screen before in another room.
Oh, really?
On big contentious applications, planning applications particularly, and any sort of big ticket items. So
well, get it out of the cupboard. You
might
need it this time.
I don't mind how many people turn up, but I want people there. I'd love to see people there. I don't think the meeting's going to last very long, because I don't think there's going to be much dissent from any councillors in actually agreeing this.
Yeah.
And it is a legal process, and on the 27th, that means we have the opportunity to make it a community asset, and we have opportunity then to protect it. And that was what I wanted to share, is to make sure as many people know as possible, so we can have everybody's support. So there's three things, really, about Hopefield. Absolutely sign the petition that's running on their Facebook site and their website and everything. Absolutely write to the council and tell them what you think of Hopefield land, or indeed any of the sites. And it's on the Brentwood Council website as well. Any of the sites mean to you, don't mean to you, the things that you think, yes, lovely, it would improve it, in fact, to have housing there. And then any support you can give us in the meeting, whether you turn up, watch it on the webcam, whether you you can write to me to give me your views, you can go onto the Hopefield Facebook page. Anything you can do to support us, that would be great. Everybody in Brentwood, I think, probably hasn't escaped the news over the last 8 years that I'm a fanatical animal lover. So I am really chuffed to be at the heart of this and looking forward to that meeting. Good. And hopefully that brings the results.
Well, you keep us posted.
I certainly will.
This is something that's close to everybody's heart around here, to be honest with you, because the first I heard about this was there's a lot of animals there.
Yeah.
Not all of them are going to be able to be rehomed.
No, because a lot of them are very elderly, and you've got, cats that are sort of, living as farm cats, really. You can't rehome farm cats.
No, you can't.
They don't want to live a domestic life. There are plenty of horses and goats and animals with bits missing and sad stories to tell.
Yeah.
I've been known to rescue a few animals myself, so
really?
Know what it's like. They need their home. They need to be settled. I think, really, if you talk to Councillor Aspel, the leader of the council, we've really got a vision for Hopefield to expand, really become a tourist attraction.
That would be really good.
I think once Towie's been and gone, whether that's in 10 weeks or 10 years' time, that's one thing that's really going to sustain. That's a major tourist attraction. It's got a lot of celebrity involvement, and it's something that's dear to people's heart. I'd like to see it, brown signposted off of the...
That would be nice as well.
The A roads and everything, and really become a tourist spot for Brentwood. And I think it's got the potential to do that on that site. But to do that, the first thing we've absolutely got to do is protect it and do everything we can. So we have moved incredibly fast to do this.
Well, Karen, keep us updated as to what goes on. You're welcome on the show anytime you want to come on.
Thank you.
Just contact Paul, and then you come straight in, and we can sit down and talk about this again, because it's something that all the local residents want to know about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, as I say, you're in a catch-22 situation, because you have to give the land up to the government for them to build, for people to build
on
it.
No, it's not giving the land up. It's, well, it's borough-wide, don't forget. We're not just talking about Brentwood.
It's just
that we have to consider everything. Everything has to be considered, and we really are looking for the public to support this and say, no, we want to keep Hopefield what it is. We want it to be a recreation area. We don't want it to have houses on it. And there's more than one reason to do that, to be honest. And there are other sites on there that we will happily reject. And there are other sites that are absolutely right for some houses to go on. So,
well, Karen, when you've had the consultation, come back and tell us again exactly what went on.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.